Oh, hi. Is this Tisha?
You're breaking up really bad. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Who is this?
Oh, hi. This is Tina from Local Splash. Is this TC?
Yeah, this is TC.
Hi. Hi, I know you talked to Shalette earlier, and I had been reaching out to you guys regarding the account and the past due payment.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Aiden is the owner of the account, you know, the owner of the company and everything. And he was telling me he's not really happy with the service. He's like, we don't really get any phone calls. He's like, I don't know, something wrong. What's going on? I understand sometimes business goes down, but he's like, is there any way you could call and see what's going on and update us on anything and see what we could do? Is there something else we have to do to be better? Or
okay. So, in the time that Aiden's been working with us, and let me just look at his account. Okay, so he's been with us for quite a long time, for about 4 years. And in the time that you guys have worked with us, your company has been found on the first page of Google 25,137 times, and you've had 826 clicks to your website. So he's probably getting a ton of work out of this, and maybe he's just not aware. Do you ask people when they call you how they found you by chance?
A lot of people tell me they see the truck. They don't ever tell me through the web. And, I mean, whenever they call through Local Splash, I know I have both of the phones, so it tells me, like, it's a Local Splash number. And, you know, we answer those phone calls. A lot of them are, we had a problem with some lady. She kept calling us. For the last, you know, often she called us, and then another guy that kept calling me through there instead of calling directly to their number. And it's okay, you know, we don't have a problem with that. But customers from there, we, like, this year, it's been dead. We haven't even done, not even one pull, I guess, through there this year.
Wow. Okay, yeah, because I just filtered the... Yes, during COVID it was different. Yeah, I was going to say, TC, that I just filtered the results just for the last 30 days just to make sure that it's still working. And just in the last 30 days, you were found 1,020 times with 50 clicks to the site. So it looks like people are finding you on the first page and they're clicking on their site. If they're not actually calling you and hiring you, what I would suggest is we have to work on getting you some more 5-star reviews on your Google listing, because you have a 5-star review, but it was posted back in April. So if there's companies up there next to you that have a lot of fresh stuff being said about them and you have an old review from April, sometimes that will affect your conversion. So I can send you a little review generator email, and it will help you with that. It will help you get some more 5-star reviews, and that should help you, you know, getting a higher conversion too, as well as better placement.
Yes. Listen, I'm driving right now. I'm in the middle to get time to do some work that we're going to do. Is there,
okay.
I can call you back, or we could call each other later on, or I don't know if you can call me back tomorrow when I'm on the office.
Yeah, I can call you back tomorrow. Yeah, that's not a problem.
If you don't mind.
Mm-hmm. Of course. I'll call you tomorrow and we'll pick up where we left off, okay?
Okay, you can send me that email and I can review it and go from there. Is that okay? And then I'll wait for you to call me.
What's the best email for you? Because we only have Aiden's on file, I think.
I have that one. I have that email. Or you also have the Quality Pool Renovation?
I have qualitypoolrenovations@gmail.com. Is that
correct.
The best one to use? Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, I'll get this out to you and then we'll talk tomorrow, okay?
Alrighty. Thank you so much. You have a good one.
All right. You too. Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.